I'll report the two injuries we had in the game. Brian Bulaga, the early diagnosis, he has a bruised knee. Ryan Grant took a couple shots, but obviously returned and finished the game. With that, I'll take your questions, please. I thought Ryan was big for us. I think he had 15 carries. Did a great job running downhill. It was important for us to be balanced today. And I thought Ryan did a great job of with his run decisions. And he's a hard second level runner. He's a physical back, and I thought he did a nice job. Well, I mean, Jermichael's a big part of our perimeter offense and alongside with all of our receivers, and the ability to stay running and pass is important. They don't really change a whole lot regardless of where you line people up. I mean, they're a gap, very fundamentally sound defense. So you can shift to motion all day if you want to. It's not really going to affect the way they play. So they do an excellent job of everything starts up front, with the penetration and the activity of their defensive line, and their perimeter does a very good job playing with vision. So I thought they did a good job in their cover two scheme against our run offense. So we had some production, but we would like to have some more.
Mike, when things break down for Aaron, he has this ability to get out of the pocket, see the whole field, turn a bad situation into good. Did he have that ability when he first came, or has this been an acquired skill that he's worked on?
Oh, he was obviously taught that before he got here. I mean, that's a joke. Aaron's a fine athlete. He's someone I think if you picked up a golf club or something, I mean, he's a very good athlete. He's a very good in pocket player and does a great job of transitioning to an out of pocket player. So has good feet. He's strong. He's able to break tackles, the arm tackles as far as stepping out of the pocket. D lineman attempting to sack him, but his ability to throw on the move, and that's where his athletic abilities, loose hips and ability to torque his body, and he has the arm strength to make all the throws.
These division road wins almost feel like two wins. It's just such a
joke. Well, it'd be nice if it were two wins. It felt like we were out there for two games today, but it's tough to win on the road. It's even tougher to win division games on the road. So it's early in the season. Our two targets were number one to win a game and number two to improve as a football team. So what's exciting is we're 3-0. We got a ton of room for improvement. We got a lot of work to do, and we'll get back after tomorrow and make our corrections and get ready for an uncommon opponent in Denver Broncos.
How about your running defense today?
Matt Forte he's an exceptional player. I think he's a complete back, and the way they run their offense. Touch the way they feel about him. So we knew he was going to touch the ball today, and we figured he would probably touch it somewhere in the area of 20 attempts, whether it's running it or catching it. And he was definitely a focus for us today on defense.
Can you talk about your defense in general after a couple tough weeks?
Well, it's week three. So statistically, I don't really think the evaluation process is even close to, who you really are at this point. Look at our penalties today and some of the things that went wrong. So we're a good defense. We got good players on defense. We got good coaches. So we'll work to get better, and we'll get ready for the Broncos. First part. Yeah, Morgan. I mean, Morgan's a playmaker back there. I mean, he did a nice job. And I think he'll definitely be a candidate after we watch the film for player of the week. So he was the defensive player of the week one, and I'm sure I'll have a shot at it again in week three.
Coach, what does it mean to have those guys in this almost all last season, Jermichael, Ryan, Morgan, show the depth of this?
On a personal note, it's great to have those guys back because, with the ride that they didn't get to, participate in as far as playing on the field. So you're happy to see them personally come back, start to have success, get back to the form that they were in last year when they were injured. But they're great guys in the locker room. They're a part of our football team, and they both played big today.
Mike, Newhouse hasn't played many snaps so far. How did you have his first
Yeah.
How did
you? I watched him a little bit in the beginning, and we really didn't change the way we played. So I would say without watching the film that he played well or played, you know, played okay. I couldn't tell you, but there was really no concern from the coaching staff on offense as far as the adjustments that were made in between series. So I thought Marshall really stepped up and gave us a chance to just stay with our plan.
And you continue to stop the run with a nickel, which in some cases two defensive linemen. What's happening up front that's allowing this?
Well, you got to play run defense in nickel, we've been playing a lot of nickel the last 2 years. I mean, it's really the way the league has gone. I mean, people are trying to spread you out and run and throw it. So we spent a lot of time in nickel. We were probably 60% last year, and it may even be higher this year. So just playing the defense.
What happened on that punt at the end? Did you get any explanation on what happened?
Well, it's, we were punting left. That was a call in a huddle. And frankly, it's just poor awareness by our coverage unit.
How would you summarize your offense today? How did you get offensively?
Summarize it. I thought we were balanced. Left too many points. Opportunity for points on the field. You know, we had two turnovers. That's a negative. We had not turned the ball over until today. Just too many pre-snap penalties. But you know, I thought we were productive, and when we stayed in rhythm, we stayed on time, which is a big emphasis when you play the Bears, because of the way they play on defense. I thought we were very effective, but we definitely have a lot of room for growth. Oh, I thought I was going to get to leave. Sorry, but no, we're three games in a season. We're really focused on a fast start. We classify a fast start, the production you have in the first four games. So we have a chance to go 4-0, which would dictate a fast start. That's really our focus. There's so much football left to be played. People that talk about leading the division after I think it's nonsense. I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. Is his confidence higher? I'd probably say so. And I mean, should be. I mean, he had a lot of success as a player. You know, individually, what he's done since he's been a starter. He won a world championship last year. You know, I think that gives everybody more confidence once they're involved with that. He has a very good handle week in and week out of the plan. You know, how the defense is playing them. So, I mean, he's a very good player. I mean, he's someone that is definitely on path to be recognized as a great player when his career finishes. Well, they give him another two very good veteran players. You know, it's kind of funny to call JerMichael. You know, JerMichael Finley's the veteran in our tight end group, which is, funny if you're there for the first couple of years. So, I mean, JerMichael's grown up a lot. I mean, he's an immense talent. You know, Ryan Grant's a very consistent player, but even a more consistent player very consistent person as far as his everyday work habits. He's big in our locker room. He commands a lot of respect. And, you know, good people. So it's great to have them both, you know, back personally and professionally as football players.